Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord tonight. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. God bless you. We're indeed grateful. Grateful, grateful, grateful that you have joined us on tonight. Glory to God. We are indeed grateful. Amen, Jesus. We're grateful for, as always, another day that the Lord has kept us, another day that the Lord has brought us here together again. We are indeed grateful. Truly, the Lord has done us well, people of God. And listen, we're here tonight assembled in this place. And listen, people of God, we ought to give him a praise. Amen. We ought to give him a praise, glory to God, because he's worthy. He's worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the honor. He's worthy of it all. As the psalmist said, if we had 10,000 tongues, it would not be enough to give God thanks and to give God praise. So we bless the Lord tonight. We thank God tonight. We thank him for your coming. Thank you for joining us here on the Prayer News Network Global. We thank God for you. We just want to welcome you, each and every one. We welcome you with open arms. We welcome you with open hearts to come on tonight. And listen, people of God, as you're coming in, we want to encourage you not to just come in, but to invite someone to come in with you. Invite someone. Invite someone to come and be a part of the network with you on tonight. We are broadcasting live on tonight. We are broadcasting live, people of God, and we would love for you to invite someone to come and be with you. We want you to invite someone every night because truly the Lord has been blessing us. Has he not been doing us well? We just give God thanks. We give God praise. Listen, even in the rebroadcast, God has been doing some amazing things. And Even on last night, we thank God for the woman of God. Amen. We were able to rebroadcast, and her message was, fight on. Amen. You fight on. So we bless the Lord tonight, people of God, tonight, as we stated, we will be broadcasting live. And listen, people of God, we want you to invite someone. We want to get it coming right out of God. Amen. Coming right out of the throne room. Glory to God, from him to his messenger to your spirit. Yes. So go ahead and invite someone to come be with us on tonight. I tell you, I guarantee you, they will be blessed. So go ahead and invite them. Invite someone to come out and be with us on tonight. We just want to thank God for all of our listeners. Thanking the Lord for our listeners. Glory to God. Our international listeners, we thank God for you, each and every one of you. We bless the Lord for you. Thank you for listening in. Thank you for even downloading the messages. We bless the Lord for you on tonight. And we're thanking God that you're able to find value in this word. You're able to find life in this word. So we bless God for you. Whatever country you're listening from, whatever country, whether you're listening from Madagascar, whether you're listening from Bahamas, whether you're listening on tonight from Bahrain, or if you're listening on tonight, glory to God, from Dubai, wherever you're listening from, China, Canada, we just thank God for you. We thank God for you from St. Thomas, from Mexico. We thank God wherever you're listening from. We realize our numbers have gone up. Last count, amen, was like 59, but we know that there are so many more of you that have joined since then. And we just want to thank God for you, and we want to welcome you to this Prayer News Network Global. Thank you. Thank you for coming, and welcome. Welcome each and every one of you, those that are listening in the States, those that are listening tonight by radio or by Facebook or by, glory to God, whether you're listening by just the web, however you're listening, however you're tuning in, if you're listening by way of podcast, however you're plugged in on tonight, we just want to thank you. Thank you for listening, as always. Thank you for listening. God bless you on tonight. We pray that you have been intentional in your coming. We pray that you came to get something. We pray, people of God, that you came to hear from the Lord. So we bless God on tonight. Again, just want to let you know this is a recorded line and that you can get a copy of the broadcast afterwards if you were to just text us. We have give you a couple of numbers afterwards so that you can text and get your personal copy. Or you can go out to either one of our Facebook pages, and there you're able to get or listen to any of our broadcasts. But listen, as you're listening to those broadcasts, go to Messenger, tag someone's page, and tell them, listen, you have got to hear this. Amen. You know how to do it. You know how to work that social media. If you would, go ahead again and tag someone, tag a couple of people. Glory to God. Let them know that we're here. Let them know that we are live on tonight. Let them know that we would love for them to join us on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks and we give God praise again. We bless him. We honor him on tonight. Just want to honor our leaders on tonight, thanking him, glory to God, for all of our leaders, the late Apostle Dr. S.B. James, Dr. Samuel Huggins James, Bishop K.A. Tina, my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor, thanking God for these men of God, thanking the Lord for the women of God that stands by their sides on tonight. We just thank God on tonight for our PNN advisors, thanking them for our prayer warriors on tonight, our scripture reader. We just thank God on tonight because, people of God, this is the Lord's work, and we realize that you can be doing so many other things, but you have elected, you have decided to come here to be with us. And we just give God thanks and praise for you, each and every one of you. Again, we thank God for you on tonight. Without you, people of God, there would be no us. We're here to serve you. So we give God thanks and we give God praise. And in all our doing, we just want you to just be sure that someone else can come to this table that is spread. Someone else can come and someone else can be blessed. We don't want to keep it to ourselves, but we want to share. We want to share. We want you to share. Glory to God that, again, someone else can be blessed. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks and praise again for, again, each and every one of you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your prayers. Amen. We just bless the Lord tonight. I don't know about you, people of God, but I'm excited to hear what the Lord will say. I'm excited on tonight, glory to God, because we know that there is a word from the Lord. We thank God on tonight for our speaker, amen, our standing speaker that is with us Friday night. And truly, the Lord has been doing us well. Are you excited for all that the Lord has been doing for you in your lives as we're listening to this word? I don't know whether you know it or not, people of God, but faith does come by hearing. Amen. And we're thanking God that we're hearing this word. And even as we're hearing this word, you must know that you are being changed. You are being changed. Whether you know it or not, as you come and you avail to sit under this word, listen, you are being changed. So we give God thanks and we give God praise for you on tonight. Get your pen and your paper on tonight. People of God, get your pen, your paper, your pad, whatever you need to take notes with. Go ahead and get it so that you can be prepared, glory to God, to catch these jewels, amen, that the Lord is bringing to us each and every night. So go ahead and get your pen and your paper. You want to record. You don't want to let anything slip. Isn't that right? Glory be to God. So we, again, bless God tonight. We thank God for you. We want you to prepare your hearts, prepare your minds on tonight. Glory to God. Prepare your hearts. Prepare your minds on tonight. Glory to God. Just take a deep breath. Come in. Bring it on in. Glory to God. Glory to God. Perhaps you've had a hectic day. We want you to just take a deep breath. Amen, Jesus. And slowly exhale. Just slowly exhale as you get ready to hear the word on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So if you would bring your hearts and your minds in on tonight, bring your hearts and your mind in on tonight. Glory to God. Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in. Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in on tonight. Glory to God. Just bring them on in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just bring them in on tonight. Bring them in on tonight, people of God, as we prepare for the word on tonight. Thank you, Jesus. The song says, have thine own way, E Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the I am but clay. Mold me and make me after thine will. have thine own way, yea, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am but clay. Mold me and hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, people of God. Let's bless him on tonight. Let's bless him. Let's bless him. Let's bless him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's bless him tonight. He's given us this opportunity that we could bless him on tonight. Glory. Hallelujah. Come on and bless him. Let's bless him on tonight. For truly, he's worthy. He's worthy of the honor. He's worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the praises on tonight. And we come to bless his name. We come to bless his name. We come to honor him on tonight. We come to give him, glory to God, what is due unto him. We were created to bless him on tonight. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We thank you, glory to God. Here we are yet again. We come giving you thanks, giving you praise on tonight, thanking you for another day, Father. We thank you for another day. It's another hour, glory to God, that you've given us that we can lift up holy hands before you in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking, glory to God, that you will come, that you will look upon us on tonight. Father, for you dwell in the midst of the praises of your people. And we come to bless you on tonight. We come, glory to God. God, hallelujah. We come because we need you on tonight. We come on this night, glory to God. Hallelujah. We come, glory to God, for another touch on tonight. Father, so many come, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God, but you're all that we need. Father, we're coming, glory to God. Some coming for healing on tonight. Some coming for peace on tonight. Some coming, glory to God. Hallelujah, you need you to work out situations on tonight, Father, and we come on tonight, whatever the situation, whatever the circumstance on tonight, Father, we're coming, glory to God, we're coming name by name, in the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're coming on tonight, asking you, glory to God, asking you on this night, Glory to God. Father, asking that you will look upon us. Father, that you will look upon us. Glory to God. Father, that you will look upon us not in wrath on tonight. But Father, we're asking that you forgive us tonight. Father, forgive us on glory to God. Father, forgive us tonight. And whatever sin, glory to God, every iniquity on the night, we're asking you to forgive us, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you have your way. Have your way on tonight. Glory to God. Father, have your way. In the name of Jesus, Father, have your way tonight. Father, do what you will on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, this night, oh God, move by your spirit, move by your anointing, oh God, in that precious name. Father, in that precious name tonight, Father, we're asking that you do it. We're asking that you move. Glory to God. Father, that you are moving the winds on tonight. We're asking that you do it tonight. Oh, glory to God. Father, we're asking that you do a new thing on tonight in thy precious name. Glory to God. Father, do a new thing. Father, we're asking that you to touch us. Father, touch us tonight. Oh, glory to God. Touch us again. Father, revive again. Visions on tonight in thy precious name. Oh, God. Father, make whole on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you do it tonight. Oh, God, look upon this line. Look upon this people tonight. In that precious name, oh, God. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Father, hallelujah. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, be exalted tonight. Father, be exalted among your people tonight. In that precious name, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Father, move in the nations tonight. Move from nation to nation, state to state, country to country on tonight. Say, huh? Yeah, glory to God, city to city. Father, we're asking that you do it tonight. Father, we're asking that you have your way. Have your way tonight. Have your way in the midst of us, oh God. In thy precious name, Jesus, have your way, oh God. Oh, glory to God, cause thy will to be done. Let thy will to be done. Yeah, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, let thy will be done. We pray on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would touch tonight. We're asking that you would touch your leaders on the night in thy precious name, Jesus. We're asking that you would strengthen on the night in thy precious name, oh God. We're asking that you would strengthen, refresh tonight in thy precious name, oh God. Oh, glory to God. Do it tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, move in the earth on tonight. Move in the earth on tonight. Glory to God, Father. We're asking that you do it. We're asking that you do it as only you can. In thy precious name, Jesus. Oh, glory, glory, higher. Oh, glory, oh, glory, oh, glory. Yeah, oh, God, have your way tonight. Father, touch your speaker tonight. Touch your, God. Touch your speaker tonight. Touch your man servant this night in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you do it tonight. Do a new thing tonight in thy precious name. Glory be to God. Father, we're asking that you strengthen tonight. We're asking that you breathe upon him tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, breathe upon him tonight in thy precious name. Glory, hey, God, and we thank you tonight. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Hey, God, thank you. Thank you for your word on tonight, your prepared word for prepared people. Touch the hearts of your people. Touch the minds. Touch the ears, oh, God. Cause us to hear what you will say unto us, oh, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Father, we give you thanks. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you honor. Yeah, glory to God. We give you glory. In thy precious name tonight. Oh, God, do it tonight. Father, we're asking you glory to God. Hey, God, even tonight. Oh, Father, we're thanking you for your word. Thank you for your prepared word on tonight. In thy precious name, glory. Hey, God, we thank you tonight. We magnify you, oh, God. We bless your matchless name. Now, Father, we're asking that you would hide us behind your precious cross. Father, we're asking that you would cover us.
Cover us in your shed blood, we do pray. In thy precious name, Jesus, and for this we give you thanks. And for this we do give you praise. We give you honor. We do give you glory on tonight. Thy will again, oh God, be done. In Jesus' name, glory to God, every heart on tonight. Say amen. Amen, amen on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. We thank him again. Glory to God. And at this time, we're going to ask, glory to God, Sister Mary Hollins, if she will come tonight with our scripture reading. Sister Mary, God bless you.
Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to our PNN advisors, to our PNN prayer warriors, and to all our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from the 37th Psalm, the 1st through the 9th verse. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thy enemies against the workers of iniquity. But they shall soon be cut down like the grass and withered as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. But evildoers shall be cut out, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. I have read to you the 37th Psalm, the 1st through the 9th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
To God, we thank God tonight. Thank you, Sister Mary. God bless you tonight. We do give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. Tonight again for what he is about to do. Amen. We thank God for the word. Amen. How many thank God for the word on tonight? Amen. Glory be to God. And people of God, our speaker tonight is no stranger. Glory to God. He's no stranger to the line. Glory to God. But he had a long-standing commitment to be here on Friday nights, and we thank God, amen, that he has been here, amen, keeping his word. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Glory to God, people of God, again, prepare your hearts and prepare your minds. Prepare your hearts, prepare your minds for the word, to hear what the Lord will say on tonight. Amen. And tonight, people of God, amen, traveling back to Atlanta, Georgia. Glory to God. Amen. There's a man of God there. Amen. Jesus, as we always say, who loves the Lord. Amen. Jesus has taken up his cross, and he's following him. Amen. And tonight, people of God, he's going to come, and he's going to tell us what thus saith the Lord in this hour and in this time. Coming to us by way of Applied Word Ministries. Applied Word Ministries. People of God, we want you to receive our speaker for tonight. God bless you on tonight, Minister Craig Cannon. God bless you.
Praise God, people of God. Thank you once again for being here to hear the word of the Lord and to hear what the Lord has to say. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for just another opportunity, Lord God, to just minister to these your sheep. I thank you, Lord, that revelation knowledge will flow freely, uninterrupted, and unhindered by any evil, satanic, or demonic force. Father, I pray that you and you alone will speak through my vocal cords, and you and you alone would think through my mind. I pray, Lord God, let it be none of me and all of you. I empty myself so that you may fill me with you, Lord God. I give you all the glory, the praise, and the honor. in Jesus' name. Amen. So, people of God, I pray that you have had a wonderful, wonderful week this week. I pray that every day is a great day. Every day above ground is a great day. For God is good. The Lord is good. And this is marvelous in our eyes. And I pray right now that you have your Bibles. If you don't have a Bible, find a Bible. You got to get a Bible. This is the Word. The Word of the Lord is vital to life. It is absolutely essential to life. It's essential to life. Having a Bible with the scriptures in it, the inspired Word of God, where God moved on the hearts of men to write these scriptures for us, so that we may come to know the mind of Christ and to learn about him and learn how to live in this life. In this life, God wants us to live the way he wants us to live. It's like our user manual for life. And we talked about it in an earlier sermon that we buy a lot of things, but we never read the user manual for those things. There are a lot of benefits in that manual that we never take advantage of. But God has left this Bible for us. So if you have your Bibles with you right now, I want you to turn in your Bibles to the book of Isaiah, the book of Isaiah. This is Old Testament. Old Testament. The book of Isaiah in chapter 1. Let's start right there. The one thing I want you all to understand, too, before we begin, the Bible, this book that we call the Bible, which has the Holy Scriptures of God in them, is made of 66 books. 66 books from Genesis to Revelation encompasses the Bible. You have an Old Testament, you know, you have the Gospels, you have the Epistles, and you also have the New Testament all the way up to the book of Revelation. Everything in your life can be found in this one book because this book is life. The Word of God says that my words, they are spirit and they are life. This book is life. It has everything you need. And the most important thing that you have to do about this book is you have to find yourself in it. You can find your situation or your circumstance in this book. Every situation, every circumstance in life is in this book. It's all in here. And you have to believe it. And you have to read it, you have to study it, you have to meditate in it. Most importantly, first and foremost, you have to give your life to Christ. You have to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And then the Holy Spirit will move on the inside of you, and God will begin to open up your eyes after you have been born again. And that is correct, born again. So we talked about that in our last message, and we will go over that briefly. You know, a man can be born again. He doesn't enter back up into his mother's womb. When he accepts Christ as his Lord and Savior, his spiritual eyes begin to open. The Holy Spirit comes on the inside of him. He begins to get understanding of mysteries, of things that were right in front of him that he could not see. And that's what's so important about accepting Christ as your Lord and Savior. Let's go to the book of Isaiah. This is a pretty powerful book. I just want you all to listen. This is Isaiah was a prophet in the Old Testament. And I want you to see what this prophet is saying to the Israelites. I want you to understand that they are chosen people of God. You know, the Jews, the Israelites, the Old Testament always refers to them as the Israelites, and sometimes even the Jews, but they are one and the same. And the actual gospel was meant for the Jewish people. And you'll learn that as you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And basically, in a nutshell, what happened, Jesus came to preach the gospel to the Jewish people, to the Israelites. But they rejected it. They rejected Jesus, and they rejected the gospel. So, as a result of that, God says, okay, then I'm going to preach it to the Gentiles. The Gentiles are people who are not Jews, are not Israelites. Back then, the Gentiles were considered the people without God because all of the things of God related to the Israelites and the Jewish people. People, when they rejected Jesus, when they rejected the Messiah, they don't consider him as the Messiah. They're still waiting on the Messiah, even to this day. Some have accepted him, but most have not. But they will in the end. And God says, okay, I'll give it to the Gentiles. And you'll see that very clearly as you go through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and then you get into the book of Romans, which is pretty much where I'm at right now, going back through it, and you will see some amazing things what God did for the Gentiles. And he used Paul to bring the message to the Gentile. Paul is an apostle. And there was a shift. More or less a changing of the guard between Peter and Paul. That's why you hear those two names a lot when it comes to the scriptures, Peter and Paul. Peter was, even during the time of Jesus, Peter was gung-ho. Peter was the one who said, Jesus, I'll die with you. And Jesus turned to Peter and said, you'll deny me three times before the rooster crows when they come to arrest him. It was always Peter. Peter also was the one who said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, when Jesus asked him, whom do men say I am? And I could never understand why Peter. Then I began to see it after reading the Gospels and starting to go into the book of Romans and the epistles. And it switched from there to Paul. And Paul was the one who was given the message to preach to the Gentiles. But those of you who are in Christ, I'm going to explain something. We've been adopted into the family. We were adopted into the family of God because we were considered Gentiles, people without God. And when the message came to us, we readily accepted Christ. We accepted Christ while the Jews rejected him. So that's kind of in a nutshell of how the story goes. The Old Testament's a little different. It's a lot more about the history, the prophecy, the things that are going to come to pass. And I'll tell you what, the Old Testament was no joke. I'll tell you what, remember, when I read this, this is before Christ came. Back in the Old Testament, if things were out of order, there was a potential die. You got judged instantly. So God wasn't playing in the Old Testament. That's all I can tell you. And you'll see it throughout Genesis all the way up to Matthew. There were some things that happened in the Old Testament that will blow your mind. And listen at what God is saying here to the Israelites in Isaiah chapter 1. I'm just going to read it. I want you to hear the voice of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 1. The vision of Isaiah, verse 1. The vision of Isaiah, the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, which were the kings of Judah. These were all these kings of Judah. Listen to what the Lord said through the prophet Isaiah. This is God speaking through him. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children. And they have rebelled. They have rebelled against me. God is talking about these Israelites. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel, for those of you who didn't think I was talking about Israel, there it is. But Israel doth not know. My people doth not consider. So think about what God is saying. Look at what he's saying here. The ox knows his owner, and the ass knows his master's crib. But basically, my children don't know me. He's saying, Israel do not know, nor do they even consider me. Ah, sinful nation. This is what he's calling Israel. A sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backwards. Look at that, gone away backwards. These are the people of God. They've gone away backwards. Remember, Old Testament, before Jesus. Jesus hadn't come yet. So Jesus has not come yet. Back in the Old Testament, whenever there was sin, a priest had to go into the temple, and they had to sacrifice an animal. And that priest had to, when he went inside that temple, they usually tied a a rope to his ankle in case he went in there with some sin on him. Because if he went in with sin on him, he dropped dead. And nobody could go in there to get him, so they had to pull him out with the rope that was tied on his ankle. It was serious business back then. This was before Jesus. They're sacrificing these animals before a holy God to cover their sin. But they could never completely get rid of it. So they're sacrificing these animals for it. And there was a temple where God dwelled. God actually dwelled in a location here on earth in a temple. The holies of holies. Why should she be stricken, verse 5, anymore? You just going to revolt more and more. You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick and the whole heart faint. Just look at that description. The whole head is sick and the whole heart is faint. God is really not happy with them. From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it. He's talking about his people. But wounds and bruises and putrefying sores, they have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Look, listen at this description. It breaks my heart. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land strangers devour in your presence, thrown by strangers. Get a picture of this description. A picture of this description. Strangers have just taken over the land. The cities have been burned. And the daughter of Zion is left as cottage in a vineyard and as a large in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. Except, now look at this, all of that's just bad, from verse 1 all the way down to verse 8. Except the Lord of hosts had left us a very small remnant. That's an important word, remnant. A small part of the whole group. A small part of the whole group. The good part of the whole group, usually a small part of the whole group, a remnant. Even in the book of Revelation, it talks about a remnant, a remnant. Except God left a remnant, we should be as Sodom and should have been unlike unto Gomorrah. Now, I don't know for those of you who are reading or have read the first few chapters of the Old Testament, you would know about Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed by God. Literally, he sent angels to destroy. And in that city was Lot, and I believe Lot and his family. And the angels came in to get them out because his uncle interceded for him. Abraham interceded for him. So they had to go into, the angels were going to destroy. God had already given the command, go in and destroy. I mean, this city is just wicked. They were doing everything, everything unimaginable. I mean, there was so much sin in that city, it was unheard of. I mean, homosexuality, bestiality, things that are unimaginable. And same sort of things that were going on in the days of Noah. And the word of God says that as in the days of Noah, so shall the end be. So we're going full circle. It's going to be like that in the end times here on the earth, unimaginable things. But at any rate, God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah and brought Lot out of it. I mean, literally. And a lot of people to this day, one of Lot's, I believe it was Lot's wife, was made a pillar of salt because she looked back during the destruction and the angel told her not to look back, which is a whole other message in itself. Sometimes God don't want us to look back. He wants us to look ahead. Sometimes looking back will destroy us. We can't look back to our past. We got to look forward to our future. We can't change what has happened. We can only have some sense of making a difference in what will be. So for those of you who are listening, that's a message in itself. Stop looking back. God, I don't want you looking back. Stop beating yourself up for things you shouldn't have done in the past and start doing things from this point forward for your future. Because God loves you unconditionally. He sent his son, Jesus, to die on the cross for your sins. So don't look back. Don't look back. Paul even said in the New Testament, forgetting those things that are behind me and pressing for those things that are before me. He said he pressed for the prize of the high calling. I believe that high calling is what he was referring to as the rapture. But he pressed for that. He was pressing toward that. And he said he's finished the race. Before he died, he had done what he was supposed to do. He finished the race, the God or the assignment that God had given him. So, see, we can't look back. If Paul would have looked back, remember, Paul looking back, he was Saul. He was Saul before he was Paul. And he was a murderer of Christians. And he literally, in his heart, thought he was doing the right thing. Because that's what the Sadducees and the Pharisees did. Paul was, I believe, a Pharisee. His assignment, that's what he was taught to do, kill Christians. As a matter of fact, on his way to what I would call modern day a convention in Damascus, where all the Christians were gathering together, Paul was on his way there when God struck him blind. He was on his way there to kill a whole bunch of Christians because he had them all gathered together. But God was like, nope, that's not going to work. You know, God struck him blind and said, Paul, why are you persecuting me? And, of course, the rest is history. God changed his heart. Just as sold out as he was for what he believed in, he was just as much sold out for what he believed in Jesus. So stop looking back. That's for someone out there who's listening on this phone right now. God can't do anything with you if you keep looking back. You got to let it go. You got to move forward. You got to move ahead. Verse 9, except the Lord of hosts had left us a very small remnant, we should have been like as Sodom, and we should have been unlike Gomorrah. Basically, God left them a remnant. That remnant there is the only thing that protected them. A small group of people, let's say a small bunch of prayer warriors who was living in the midst of that mess, was praying, and they was living right before a holy God. A small group, and it says, except they existed, they would have been like Sodom and Gomorrah. God would have just destroyed the whole place. I believe that's the same way it is today in the earth. I think that the reason that the earth is not undergoing a whole bunch of judgment now is because Christians or Christians who have the spirit of the living God on the inside of them is that remnant, you know. There's a lot of judgment being held back because we're here, but once we are taken, once we are raptured, that's when everything's going to cut loose. And that's going to happen. The rapture is going to happen. It's happened before. It's happened before with Enoch. See, everything God's going to do, he's already done. Everything God's going to do, that's a principle that I've seen in the scriptures. Everything he's going to do, he's already done. You may not understand what I'm saying there, meaning that he has done it before. You know, it said Enoch. He raptured up Enoch alive. Enoch was alive when he was took. It said, And God took him, for he was not. Meaning they never found the body of Enoch. Enoch just vanished. There are going to be some people who are alive during the rapture. They're just going to vanish. A lot of people don't believe it. Understandable. If you read your Bible, you will see where it happened before. I think it also happened with Elijah and Elijah. A chariot came and took him up. So this is real. Verse 10. Hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom. Give ear unto the law of our God, ye people of Gomorrah. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me? Look at that. Why are you sacrificing these things to me? To what purpose, saith the Lord, full of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts? And I delight not in the blood of bullocks or lambs or of he-goats. All these things that they were sacrificing to him. We talked about that sacrifice. This is before Jesus. Because Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice. They no longer have to kill rams and bulls and goats to sacrifice before God. And God no longer dwells in temples made by men's hands. He dwells on the inside of us in the form of the Holy Spirit. For what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me? Listen to God talking to them through the prophet. Full of burnt offerings, rams, and of the fat of fed beasts, I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or of he-goats. When you come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hand to tread my courts? Listen to these questions God are asking. You notice God is asking these questions as he's really not very happy with them. And he's questioning them. Praise God. And now he says, bring no more vain oblations, incense, in an abomination unto me. In other words, don't bring this stuff in here no more. Don't come in here burning no animals. Don't come in here with no incense. The new moons and the Sabbath, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with. In other words, do away with that. Be away with that. It is iniquity, even the solemn meeting. Look at that. God is very angry at this point. He's angry. He's angry at what they've been doing. Your new moons, your appointed feast, my soul hateth. Did you see that? Your new moons, your appointed feast, my soul hateth. Oh, wait a minute. Did it just say God hated that? So God can hate. Yes. God can get angry. For those of you who don't believe this, this was Old Testament. Even in the context, God can get angry and God can hate. Now you might say, well, what kind of God is that? A God who has emotions. We're made in his image and his likeness, right? Don't we get angry? Don't we hate? The word of God says, be angry, but sin not. So he knows that we're going to get angry sometimes, but don't allow that anger to lead us to sin. See, God gave us the emotion. He gave us joy, gave us pain, he gave us laughter, he gave us love, he gave us hate. When we use those emotions out of context, when we use those emotions in the wrong place, when we don't use those emotions the right way, then we enter into sin with God. But God gave us those emotions. You said, well, why? What do you mean God gave us? He created us, didn't he? If he created us, that means all these emotions that came with us was a part of his creation. So we got to really begin to start looking at things from a practical sense. God created me. Okay, when I cry, God knows, you know, he knows about sadness, he knows about joy, he knows about love, he knows about hate, he knows about pain and suffering. He gave us those emotions. But we got to use those emotions in the right way. When we use them in the right way, we stay out of sin, and then God can really work with us and through us to solve whatever issues or problems we have in our life. Your new moons, your appointed feasts, my soul hateth. They are a trouble unto me, and I am weary to bear them. Look at that. God can hate, God can be troubled, and God can grow weary. See, a lot of you all didn't know that. But he knows to use those in the right sense. He knows when to use those emotions in the right form and manner. We're made in his image. He's not made in our image. We're made in the image of God. And when ye spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. So God says, when you spread forth your hands, imagine you out there standing with your hands wide open like you're praising God. Now, they're going in before this holy God. They're worshiping and praising him. And look at God said, when you spread forth your hands, I'll hide my eyes from you. Yes, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Now, this is not today. I want all of you all out there to say, wow, this is the God you're talking to. Hold on. Jesus ain't come yet. For Jesus come. This is Old Testament. All this stuff changes when Jesus comes. All this stuff changes. God is a God of mercy. He's a God of love. He always have been, and he always will be. But you got to understand what was going on with these individuals at this time. When you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. wash you. Now look at this. Now look at the turn here. Look at the turning in the tone. God saying, I'm going to tell you how to fix this problem here. Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doing, for mine eyes cease to do evil. Cease to do evil. God is saying basically, turn away from your evil and wicked ways. Repent. Stop doing that. Stop doing those evil and wicked ways. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless and plead for the widow. So God is giving them specific steps there on how to turn away from doing this. See, God's love is so amazing. Even in the midst of all that made him angry, he's still looking for a way to help them get through it and to show his love toward them. He's still looking for a way. And look, he gives them specific steps. He says, you know what? Okay, I'll tell you what. Go back to verse 16, where that's the turning point. I'm getting ready to tell you what to do. Step one, wash yourself. Make yourself clean. Step two, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes to do evil. I'm telling you how to be in right standing with me. That's what God is telling them. This is before Jesus. I'm telling you how to get in right standing with me. Wash yourself and clean yourself up. Stop doing all this evil stuff. Verse 17, learn to do well. Step three, seek judgment. Step four, relieve the oppressed. Step five, judge the fatherless. Step six, and plead for the widow. Step seven. I think it's interesting. God has something very special in his heart for widows. There's something very special about widows. This is not the first scripture I've read. As a matter of fact, there's many scriptures that talk about widows. So for those of you out there who are widows, God has a special place in his heart for you, the fatherless and widows, the ones who don't have fathers, the children who don't have fathers, and the widows, the ones whose husbands have passed. God has a special place for the fatherless and the widows. And you would think about that. Think about today. Think about today. Think about how many fatherless children are out there. And when I say fatherless children, it doesn't mean the father is necessarily dead. It means the father is not acting like a father. See, it's easy to be a daddy, but it's difficult to be a father. Anybody can be a daddy, but it takes a real man to be a father. A father takes on responsibility. A father cares for his children, makes sure they're good, and takes care of his family. God is our Father. So imagine how God thinks about that role in the life of all humans. Fathers are vital. They are absolutely vital. And the family is vital. And God knows that. That's why he has a very special place in his heart for fatherless and widows. Verse 18, come now. Come now. Look at this. God says, okay, I done told you what to do. I done showed you that I'm upset at all this stuff that's going on. But here's his love. I'm going to tell you what to do. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Let's sit down and talk about it, okay? Let's just sit down and talk about it. I see all this stuff you're doing, and, you know, I'm very angry at you and you're doing this. But you know what? I'm going to tell you what to do, and let's reason together. Let's talk about it, all right? Come now, let's reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins, look at the love of God. This shows you the mercy and the grace and the love of God for us. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. If that's not mercy, look at that. That's mercy there. Sins be as scarlet. Scarlet is that red color like blood, just bloody, just really bad. But God says, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be like red, though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. That's the love of God. That's the love of God toward us. Even more so this day, because he's given his son Jesus in our time. Back then, it wasn't, Jesus hadn't come yet. This is Old Testament. They were sacrificing animals to cover their sin, but they could never get rid of their sin. See, Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice. I often make a comment that I'll laugh at this, but I'll say, you know, I even remember in reading this, I would ask God, I was like, God, they were sacrificing these animals. I mean, you know, I'm kind of a practical person. What happens after they didn't kill all the animals? What happens then? There's nothing left to sacrifice. God obviously had thought of that. That's why he sent Jesus. If I keep letting y'all kill all these animals, y'all going to kill all of them. Then you know, nothing going to be left. Then judgment really going to have to fall on you because you ain't going to have nothing to cover your sin no more. It's going to have to get judged. So he had to do something. He had to come up with a plan. The sins of the whole world were at stake. What could I sacrifice? What could I sacrifice? Can I sacrifice? Well, I can't sacrifice no animals. They didn't sacrifice all the animals. What could I sacrifice? What could I sacrifice? Can I sacrifice this? Can I sacrifice that? Would that take care of it? Nope. That take care of it? Nope. Would the animals take care of it? Nope. Would the angels take care of it? Nope. Would this take care of it? That can't? Nope. The only thing that would take care of it is if he sacrifices himself. And that's what he did. He sent his son, Jesus. It was like, wait a minute, I thought you just said he sacrificed himself. Remember, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. One God. See, that's the mystery of the Trinity I was telling you all about. When a Muslim asked me that, well, y'all talk about three gods. No, we talk about one God. And I think I gave you all the example. That, let's say, take a person, the gentleman's name I was talking to, this Muslim guy, Bob. I said, Bob is also a father of his kids. Bob is a husband to his wife. And Bob is a son to his parents. But he's still Bob. So you can't have three in one. But God even knew he had to sacrifice himself, so he sent Jesus to die on the cross for us. Verse 19. If you be willing, okay, we talked about these if-then statements throughout the Bible. You know you have if-then statements in programming and computers. My occupation, I work in technology. I've always worked in technology, and it's interesting how I've seen it change over the years, you know. And the Holy Spirit, praise God, the Holy Spirit gave me a little nugget one day when I was talking to somebody about technology and I was talking about the word because, see, it's all in the word too. Well, that's a whole other story. And the scriptures say that in the last days, knowledge will be increased. And I believe we are in the last days and knowledge is increased, but that's also tech knowledge is increasing. Technology, see it? Tech knowledge is also increasing. Computers are getting faster. We're now going up to something called an AI, artificial intelligence, which is a whole nother conversation, which I also believe is going to be used in the end times as the image of the beast. I think that's what's coming. We got all this Bitcoin and this cryptocurrency, which I think is also going to be the sign of the mark of the beast because it says that you won't be able to buy or sell without the mark. That has to be some form of digital currency. So we're headed in the direction that the Bible has already told us about. But the technology had to be there to make it happen. See, God, this is all a part of God's grand plan. It's all in the scriptures. All of it is in the scriptures. So it's all going to tie together. And I remember years ago asking God this. I said, God, you know, once I was reading the book of Revelation, it says everybody going to see Jesus when he cracked through those clouds. I'm like, well, how can everybody see him? You know, everybody's going to see him. I'm like, well, you know, it's going to be, if it's dark over there in China right now and it's light over here, those people are going to be asleep. We're going to be woke. How are they going to see him? You know, the technology had to be in place. Satellite televisions, all this stuff had to come to pass. God had to birth these inventions in the earth through men in order for his plan to unfold. See, God is a brilliant God. He's absolutely brilliant. And most people don't ever tie the Bible and the scriptures to what's actually happening today. And when you do that, you'll start seeing and getting understanding, like Proverbs says, and all you're getting understanding, you'll get understanding of what's actually going on. Remember, I'm going to say this and then we'll continue. The Word of God says that in the beginning was the Word. This is in 1 John. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And then it further says that there was nothing made that wasn't made by the Word. So everything we see on this earth, on this planet, was made by the Word of God. I don't care if it was a car, a tree, a dog, a cat, a bee, a computer, an iPhone. All of this stuff was made by God. God had to birth those ideas into the minds of people to create and invent these things. But those ideas could only come at a certain time in history. And I refer to history as his story, H-I-S-S-T-O-R-Y. Because that's really what history is his story. It's God's story. It's God's story about the whole world, the whole planet, the whole universe. Everything goes back to this book. That's why it's so important. But each and every one of you all listening right now, you've got to get in this book. You've got to get in the scriptures. You've got to get in the Bible. First, before you can do that, give your life to Christ. That's what you've got to do. Because you can't even begin to understand this book until you've done that. It ain't going to make sense. You can open it up and try to read it, and it'll be gibberish to you. It'll be fables and stories and things that don't make any sense because you haven't been born again, your eyes of understanding are not open. See, God wants you to get born again, and then you do. He's on the inside of you. He'll reveal things to you, mysteries and secrets and things that only God knows. But only God's going to own it. These things haven't been hidden from you. They've been hidden for you for such a time as this. Verse 19, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. So now God is saying, okay, I need you to repent. I need you to stop doing all these sinful things. Repent means make a change of heart, a change of mind, and a change of direction. That means you make a 180-degree turn away from sin and toward God. You stop doing what you're doing, and you turn toward God, and you start doing what God's telling you to do. You start following his word. That's all you got to do. And God, that's what God wants you to do. He wants them to do it in the Old Testament, even before Jesus. That's why he had mercy and told them, look, y'all doing all these stuff, I'm mad, okay? But this is what I need for you to do, all right? And as a result of you doing this, look, I just showed you that. What I need for you to do, I need for you to make yourself clean. I need you to put away evil, put all your evil doings away from you and before his eyes, stop doing evil, cease to do evil. I need you to learn to do well. I need you to seek judgment. I need you to relieve the oppressed, people who are out there hurting. I need you to help them. I need you to judge the fatherless, help the fatherless, and plead for the widow. And then, you know what? Come and let's talk about it. Come now, let's reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they're going to be as white as snow, meaning God will forgive you, meaning he will wipe all of that away. And then he gives you the benefits of doing all this. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. If you're willing and you're obedient, you're going to eat the good of the land. You're going to be blessed. Everything you touch is going to be blessed. But watch this. Verse 20. Now, here's the opposite of that. But, cancel all that out, but gives you the opposite of what he just said. But if you refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. I'm here to tell you, whatever God says is going to come to pass. No matter what happens, no matter who, what, when, where, if God said it, it's done. It's a done deal. You can take that to the bank every single day. It's done. And guess what? There's no thing and no one that's going to stop it. Because he's all powerful, he's all knowing, and he's all wise. Now, if you was going to connect with someone, you might want to connect with somebody who was all powerful, all knowing, and all wise, who is unstoppable, who holds the heart of the king in his hand, and who can turn it to and fro. That's who I would want to be with, Forget all these kings and queens on the earth. Forget all these militaries who think they got all power and got nuclear bombs and got all this stuff that they think they can destroy everything. If God does not allow it, they are helpless and hopeless. God is all-powerful. God is sovereign. That means he's in control in all things at all times. I'm here to tell you, COVID wasn't a surprise to God. It might have been a surprise to us. It wasn't a surprise to God. God already knows. He knows where it came from. He knows when it started. He knows where it was headed. But see, God can use that whole event to draw many to him. A whole lot of people did not get the opportunity to go out of their house for months. Some of them needed to stay in the house to get closer to their family. Some of them needed to stay in the house to get closer to God. Some of them needed to stop running and start resting. God knows what he's doing. He's in control. See, what we saw as something that was horrific and bad, God can take a mess and make it into a masterpiece and use it for his glory. A lot of people got saved during the time they were locked up with COVID. Some gave their life to Christ. Some got into the scriptures and actually started reading the Bible and started getting an understanding. A lot of ministries who had the church doors closed began to open up the word on the internet and open up the word over the phone line. God's word will not be stopped, period. This word will always stand. So even in that situation, that circumstance, God could use it. Verse 20, but if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. How is the faithful city becoming harlot? And God's saying, how is this faithful city becoming harlot? A harlot, another term for a prostitute. It was full of judgment, righteousness lodged in it, but now murderers. Look at that. Now murderers. This was there, judgment was there, but now it's become a city of harlot and now murderers. Thy silver is become dross, thy wine is mixed with water. Look at that. Dross is the bad part of the silver. It's worthless. And wine mixed with water, meaning the wine no longer has its potency. Thy princes are rebellious. Now he's just describing what has happened. And companions of thieves, everyone loves gifts and follow after rewards. They judge not the fatherless, neither do that the cause of the widow come unto them. There it is again, the fatherless and the widow. Therefore, saith the Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, ah, I will ease me of mine adversaries, mean everybody who's against me, and avenge me of mine enemies. Okay, you see that? He's going to ease himself of his adversaries, his enemies, and he's going to avenge himself of his enemies. And I will turn my hand upon thee and purely purge away thy dross and take away all thy tin. Which means he's going to purge them, right? He's going to cut up. When you purge something, you're cutting off all the bad stuff so that the good stuff can stand out. Or sometimes you're purging for new growth like you do on a plant. And I will restore thy judges as at the first, and thy counselors as at the beginning. Afterwards, thou shalt be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. God basically said, I'm about to clean this thing up. I'm about to clean it up. Too much sin going on in here. All this stuff is, no, I'm about to clean it up. I'm about to get rid of all this. All right? I'm about to do some purging. I'm about to cut away some bad things. Get it out of here. And when I finish, this city going to be called the city of righteousness and the faithful city. Zion shall be redeemed with judgment and her converts with righteousness. There it is again. Now, we talked about righteousness in a few teachings I had before. For those of you all who are in the body of Christ, you are also called the righteousness of God. The word of the Lord says, that Jesus became sin for us, he who knew no sin. There it is again, God taking away sin. So he's taking away the sins of the city here in this Old Testament. And look what he called the city of righteousness. Now look at the parallelism there. If you go up to the New Testament, it says Jesus became sin for us, he who knew no sin. Jesus never sinned. We could become the righteousness of God in him. So think about it this way. Jesus put on our coat of sin, and we put on his coat of righteousness so that we could be in right standing with God. God took on the sins of the whole world through his son. That's why Jesus had to die, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And then he ascended. He left the earth, and he's seated at the right hand of God right now, interceding on our behalf. Interceding on our behalf. See, that's the parallelism. In the Old Testament here, this is before Jesus came, God did the same thing. Look at that. I'm going to take away your sins. That's what he's telling them right there. And when I finish taking away your sins, you're going to be called the city of righteousness. Look at that. When Jesus took away our sin, we became the righteousness of God. He became sin for us, he who knew no sin, so that we could become the righteousness of God in him. That word righteousness means in right standing with God. See? And you know what? Here's what's important. We didn't do nothing to earn it. It was given to us as a gift. See, there's a lot of people who think they can earn their way into heaven. They do a lot of good. They try to do good. I did this, I did that. I'm going to earn my way in heaven. You can't earn your way. You can do all this good all you want. If you don't accept Jesus, you will not get there. Because there is a scripture in the Bible that says the only way to the Father is through the Son. You can't even get to God unless you go through Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So everybody out there who got a problem with Jesus, I'm here to tell you, you're not going to get to God unless you go through it. There ain't no other way. You may think there's another way. A lot of Jews thought, oh, well, we got Father Abraham. And Jesus told them, you know what? God is able to raise up a whole nother bunch of people. Y'all trying to say y'all can get to God through Abraham? No, you're coming through Jesus. That's the only way. That's the only way. Verse 26, I will restore thy judges at the first and thy counselor as at the beginning. Afterwards, thou shalt be called the city of righteousness. To God, what did I say at the beginning of this message? Everything God's going to do, he's already done. Which means he's done it before he did it again. And you will see that throughout the scriptures. As you begin to get into the word of God and study and meditate, you're going to see patterns. Certain patterns are going to repeat themselves over and over. Old Testament and New Testament. Zion said, verse 27, Zion shall be redeemed with judgment and her converts with righteousness. There's that word again. And look at that. There's another word there, redeemed. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. That's in the New Testament. See the pattern? Redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. And the destruction of the transgressions and the sinners shall be together. The destruction of the transgressors and of the sinners shall be together. And they that forsake the Lord shall be consumed. Look at that. Look at that. That's that judgment coming on those. But they shall be ashamed of the oaks which you have desired, and you shall be confounded for the gardens that you have chosen. For ye shall be as an oak whose leaf fadeth, and as a garden that hath no water. Praise God. Praise God. Garden that hath no water. And the strong shall be as a tow, and the maker of it as a spark, and they shall both burn together, and none shall quench them. Look at that. Mercy and love even in the Old Testament for them. All they had to do was clean up their act, clean themselves up, and do exactly what God told them to do in verse 16 and 17. Wash themselves, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings and from before his eyes and cease to do evil. Guess what? He's saying the same thing to us today. He sums it up in one word, repent. Repent. Change your heart, change your mind, change your direction. make a 180-degree turn away from sin and toward God. That's all God is asking you to do is repent. He already knows everything about you. He knows everything you've done and what you haven't done. He knows. Nothing's hidden from him. For many of you out there who think something's hidden, it's not hidden. Trust me, God can see in the dark. God sees everything. But God is crying out and saying, repent. This thing is going to wrap up soon, I'm telling you. We're in the church age, but I believe we're in the last portion of the church age, which is in the last of the last days, before the rapture comes, before the rapture happens, pleading for you to give your life to Christ. He loves you unconditionally. He ain't concerned about what you're doing. Quit looking back. It's not about what you've done or what you haven't done. What it is about is your decision to accept Jesus. Do you all know we're going to be judged on one decision? Did we accept Jesus or not? That's it. You're going to stand before God and say, what did you do with my son? And if you didn't accept him, by default, you rejected him. That's it. A lot of us thinking, oh, well, it's going to be about what I've done and what I hadn't done. To a certain degree, that ain't going to have nothing to do with you getting into heaven, though. That's going to have a lot to do with you receiving a crown. I want you to, let me give you all an example. Let me give you, Jesus always taught in parables, so let me see if I can give you all an example of a modern-day parable. Think about the Olympics, all right? The Olympics, all these games that people all over the world play, right? And in the Olympics, regardless of what nation or what country, and those of you all who are from foreign nations, you can identify with this, whether it's Greece or Russia or Japan or China or the United States, they play in the Olympics in all these different events. And at the end of the event, you know, they give out these medals. You have a bronze medal. You have a silver medal. You have a gold medal. I don't know if you have a copper medal or not, but I know bronze, silver, and gold are the main three. The gold is the top of the top. Then underneath the gold, I think it's the silver. Underneath the silver, it's the bronze. Everybody in those categories, they win, but their medals are determined by how they did in the Olympics. Kind of the way I think it is in heaven going to be. They all got in the Olympics because they all qualified. We all can get in heaven when we qualify by accepting Jesus. But us who've accepted Jesus, we're going to be judged based on did we do what God called us to do while we were on this earth. Some of us did everything God told us to do. Those are going to be the persons who get the gold crown. Then you're going to have people who get the silver crown and some will get the bronze crown. I'm making this up in terms of crown. I think it's wood, hay, and stubble. It's other things, but I'm trying to give you all an example of kind of how it's going to be. But the good news is for those who've accepted Christ, you're going to be in heaven. The bad news is for those who did not accept Christ, they're not. They're not going to make it because they can't get to the Father because they never accepted the Son. So they're going to the other place. So I'm trying to simplify this picture. God's saying, get in the game. Come on, get in this. This thing is about to wrap up. It's about to be over. And at the end of the Olympics, when all the medals have been handed out, that's it. Ain't no more Olympics. And those are the ones who didn't get in the game, the ones who didn't even get into the arena, outside. There's another parable in the Bible that talks about the virgins and this wedding, these virgins were going to this wedding, and they had to have oil, and they was to be watching for when the wedding was going to start. You know, a certain number of them, I'm going to say three or five, I can't remember the number, they brought extra oil with them. The others did not. So while they was waiting, one set of them, their oil went out. The other set, they had extra oil, so they was burned, so they was allowed into the wedding. And they asked the ones who had extra oil, give us this. And they was like, nope, we can't give you this. You got to go get your own. So while the ones who didn't have the oil went to go get some more, but the wedding had been come and the doors had been closed, and they weren't allowed in. See? Meaning we got to be ready. Meaning we got to be watching. Meaning the return of the Lord could happen any day. So for those of you all who aren't saved, you better consider that. If tomorrow billions of people are gone off the earth and you're left behind, that's not going to be good. I don't want to be left behind. I said, no, I accept you, Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. I confess it with my mouth, and I believe it in my heart. And I'm going to do everything I can to try to do what I believe he's calling me to do, which is minister his word to as many people as possible so that they can get saved, because he loves them unconditionally, and he wants them to be saved. He didn't create you for hell. He created you for heaven, where we are today. So the prophet in the book of Isaiah is pretty interesting in this first chapter, how it parallels the New Testament in terms of us getting saved, in terms of God's mercy and his grace. Even before Jesus came, he was still crying out. There was a cry from the Father for people to repent, to turn away from their wicked ways. And even today, here we are in 2022, and all the things that are going on the earth, in our country, number one, and also on the earth in other countries as well, God wants to save as many as he can. He wants as many as he can to come to Christ, as many as possible. So for those of you all who are listening in other countries, I know in some countries there's persecution for even getting the word. You can't even have a Bible. You can't even pray. But I'm here to tell you, God is sovereign. God had a way to get this message to you through a phone line. I don't know how you're listening or if you're doing it on WhatsApp or whatnot, but continue to do what you believe God is telling you to do. Most importantly, give your life to Christ. Your life will change. I know for some of you all in those countries, there's persecution against Christians. There's always been persecution against Christians. If you read it in the scriptures, in the New Testament, all the things that Paul and Peter and all the disciples went through, and even the early church, some were martyred. They were killed for their beliefs. But God is still God. He's more than able to protect you. He's more than able to help you. And he can move on the hearts of people to show you favor that they won't even know why they're doing it. So at any rate, I'm going to end with that. I just want you all to, first of all, if you haven't given your life to Christ and really mean it in your heart, Lord Jesus, save me. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross and was raised from the dead. I believe it, Lord God. Save me. Save me. Fill me with your spirit. I want to change my life for you. I want to live for you. Save me this day. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, then welcome to the family. You are now a new creation in Christ that has never, ever existed before on this planet. Find you a Bible. If you can get to a church, you may not have a church in your nation or whatever, try to get a Bible. Continue to listen to these messages on the Prayer News Network. Continue to meditate on God's word. God has a way of getting the Bible to you, even if you are in a nation where Bibles are outlawed. God has a way. Even if you have to get a digital Bible, which means you can download it to your phone, your smartphone, in a PDF format, God has a way of getting his word to you. Take that word and begin to read it and begin to pray. And before you read it, always ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. That's his purpose. He's been sent here to lead and guide you into all truth. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for this message. And I pray, Lord, that every ear that heard this message not only will be blessed, but that decisions are being made even now about accepting Christ. I pray, Lord, for those who have accepted Christ who heard this message, that they will see your unconditional love, your great love and mercy that you had not only for the Israelites in the Old Testament, but also for the Gentiles and the Israelites in the New Testament. Lord God, you love us unconditionally, and we know that the signs are clear that your return is imminent. No man knows the day or the hour, not even Jesus. But, Father, we do see the signs, and you have told us the signs will be clear. So, Heavenly Father, I pray and lift up every person that is listening right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will send forth confirmation for them for this message. Maybe they'll hear it somewhere. Maybe somebody will cross their path and say something that's similar to what was said tonight. But show them that you're real. Let them see that you are a real God who is really, whose love is real, and who's really concerned about their life and every detail of their life. Show yourself, Lord God, strong in their life. Make yourself known to them, Lord God, whether it be through a person, through a radio, through a TV, however you're going to do it, Lord God. You're sovereign. You're sovereign. You know exactly how to do it. And I pray, Lord God, that they will be amazed at how real you are and the love and the mercy that you have for them. Thank you, Father, for leaving us this word. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus, to die on the cross for us, to give us an opportunity, a privilege, and an honor to accept him and to bridge that gap so that we may get to you. We give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Just this little song came to mind. Just a little praise song that says, I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Old things are passed away. I'm born again. More than a conqueror, that's who I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a new creation. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. That's that redemptive work. That's redemption right there. Glory to God that the person that we were, we aren't that person anymore. And we thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus who came to give his life. People of God, and as a result of that, we receive glory to God, the work that he's done. We believe the work that he's done, glory to God, and as a result of that, people of God, we're brand new. And I just feel the newness. I feel the newness. I thank God for the word on tonight, glory to God, looking at the great love. Looking at the great love that the Father has for us, amen, that he bestowed unto his people, Israel. Glory to God. Even back then, as you were saying, man of God, it's just a type. Glory to God. It was then, amen, Christ has not come, but we know that grace and truth came through Jesus Christ, amen. But even back then, you hear the Lord expressing his great love towards his people. Just expressing, oh, my God, just want his people to see and to know and to understand his heart, his heart for his people. And that's what I hear. That's what I heard in the scriptures on tonight, in the word on tonight. Amen, Jesus, glory to God, and people of God, even as the man of God said early on in the message that we can't look back. We cannot look back, amen. We cannot go forward, amen, glory to God, looking back. We can't go forward, amen. So we thank God on tonight, amen, for all that the Lord has done, all that he has said. as I stated, amen, just listening at the Lord, just pour out his heart to his people, amen, Jesus. And we just give God thanks, amen, for the remnant, amen. For there is a remnant. There is a remnant in the earth. There is a remnant in the earth. Amen. Glory to God. We know that as we look on the world's platform, we see so many that are looking back. We so saw, my God, we see so many, glory to God, that are compromising. But the scripture declares Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. Glory to God. He don't change. He does not change. Glory to God. So we thank God on today, amen, for the remnant people of God, and we got to keep looking forward. We got to keep looking forward, amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We got to, amen, look, amen, unto him. Look unto Jesus.
Yes.
Glory to God, for he is the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. Glory to God. I love that scripture. Man of God, one of my favorite scriptures is Isaiah 1 and 18. Come now.
Yes.
Let us reason together. Let us reason together. You think you got a case? You think you can say something? You think you can prove your point? Glory to God. You think you can justify yourself? Glory to God. And I often say, God, is he so good? He didn't have to say, come, let us reason together. He could have just said, no. You know, he didn't.
No.
But, glory to God, he gave them an opportunity, knowing that they were wrong.
Right.
Knowing that there was no way that they could find right in their ways. But he said, come now, let us reason together. See that love? See that love, people of God? So I just thank God on tonight. Yes, yes, man of God, I tell you, I just thank God on tonight, amen, for this word. This word is good on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Thank God for the willing and the obedient. Just thank God for his precious promises that he's given us in his word. Just thank God, amen, for he's given us precious promises, people of God. And I just feel new. Amen. I just feel new. I feel refreshed on tonight. Amen. Just listening to the expression of the word on tonight. Glory to God. So we just give God thanks and we just give God praise. Thank God for you on tonight, man of God, for availing yourself, for taking your time, just going right down the scriptures. Amen. Expounding on the scriptures, as you said. Amen. Breaking that word down to like parables of this day. That's what Jesus did. That's what he did. Yes. He broke it down to something that they could understand. Glory be to God. So we just thank God tonight. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen, Jesus. And people of God, we just want to let you know, as always, if you would like to get a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Well, the man of God, before we do that, amen, glory to God, we know that the man of God has already prayed for salvation on tonight. Glory to God. And just speaking of, if by chance you've given your life to the Lord and you would like to have a Bible, we would like you to text us. We thank the Lord that he has given us an avenue whereby we can be a blessing to give you a Bible. If you don't have a Bible, you can text on tonight. Text us and let us know. And the number is 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. So if you do not have a Bible, if you would love to have a Bible, we would like to bless you with the Bible. Amen. Glory to God. Just text us. Let us know. And we'll certainly get one to you as quickly as possible. Again, that number is 678 7234. Text us and let us know so that we can get a Bible to you. Amen. Glory be to God.
Amen.
And so, man of God, as we've stated, he's already given the call to salvation, and we pray by faith, amen, Jesus, that you've given your life to the Lord. If you've given your life to the Lord, Lord God, if tonight you've given your life to the Lord and you would like to come and make confession, because we do like to know, amen, Jesus, Lord God, listen, we want to celebrate with you. Hello. Glory be to
amen.
God. We want to celebrate with you if you've given your life to the Lord. Amen, Jesus. You can press *6. You can press *6 and come over to the platform. Glory to God. Press *6 and come over to the platform and let us know. We want to celebrate with you. Now, listen, people of God, if you're listening by radio, if you're listening by Facebook, if you've given your life to the Lord, leave us a note. Let us know, glory to God, so that we can follow up with you. So that we can follow up with you, as the man of God said, get you a Bible, glory to God, direct you to a Bible-believing church. Amen. We believe in the whole role. Amen. Old Testament
Amen.
And the New. We're not going to give you a half
Amen.
A Bible. If we give you a half
right.
a Bible, you're going to miss something. Hello? Amen, Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
So we're going to make sure that you get the whole Bible. Text us. Let us know. Again, go out on our Facebook page. Let us know if you've given your life to the Lord. Glory to God. Just let us know. You can also, if you're listening on blog radio, you can drop us a note there and let us know. And we'll certainly try to get you a Bible. Amen to God. So,
Amen.
Again, if there is anyone on tonight, you can press *6. Glory to God, and let us know. Amen, Jesus. And if there's not, if there are any prayer requests on the line, any
yes.
prayer requests, any special prayer requests on the line, the man of God is here. Glory to God. He is here, amen, to touch God with you on tonight. Amen. So any special prayer requests, the line is open now. You can press *6. You can press *6 and come over to the platform, make your request known, and the man of God will pray with you. Any special prayer requests, or *6 on tonight. Anyone tonight, for *6, a special prayer request. Amen. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. If there's none on tonight, we just thank God again for you. Thank God again for you, man of God, for availing yourself, for being here on the Prayer News Network Global. We bless the Lord for you. We thank God for you. Thank you for availing yourself to the people of God. Amen. All over the world, glory to God. And we just believe by faith. People are being blessed. We believe by faith their faith is being
yes,
they're being fed. Certainly they're being fed. Their faith is growing. We believe by faith.
Yes.
Amen. That their faith is growing. Amen, Jesus, to higher heights and deeper depths in God. Amen. So tonight we just want to pray a special blessing over you on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah, people of God. Would you look towards our speaker on tonight? Glory to God. Father, we give you thanks. We praise you tonight
Thank you.
For your word. We're thanking you tonight for your servant. We're thanking you on tonight.
Thank you.
Glory to God for his willingness, his obedience to come to this Prayer News Network Global. Now, Father, we're asking you because of his obedience. We're asking that you would bless him tonight. We're asking you to bless, glory to God, Hallelujah, for you see what he has need of. And we're asking that you would bless on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking tonight that you would bless his ministry. We're asking that you would bless his home on tonight. We're asking, oh God, that you would bless, glory to God, everything that he set his hands to. Bless tonight, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you for added strength on tonight. Thank you for breathing upon him. Thank you for, glory to God, the breath of life, glory to God, to give him strength, glory to God, even as he continues in the earth. We thank you on tonight. We're thanking you, glory be to God. Thank you for giving him hind feet to walk on high places. We thank you on tonight. We're thanking you for fortifying him, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you for your spirit on tonight. We glorify you, oh God, in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you tonight. We're thanking you, oh God, for blessing, oh God, for anointing him tonight, Father, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. We thank you tonight. We're thanking you, oh God, for blessing his ear gate, blessing his eye gate. We thank you on tonight, oh God, for blessing his mouth gate. We thank you on tonight for guiding his feet. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, for guiding his hands, oh God, to wheresoever you would lead him, Father, that he would follow, follow. And for this we give you thanks, and for this we give praise on tonight. We're thanking you for opening doors. We're thanking you, glory to God, that his name is called, oh God, in the heavens. We thank you on tonight. We thank you. We bless you, oh God. We glorify you. Yeah, glory. We glorify you, oh God. We celebrate. We celebrate tonight, glory to God, Father, what you're doing in his life. And for this we give you thanks. And for this we give you praise on tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for fortifying. We thank you on tonight for your fire. Oh, glory to God. Thank you for your fire. For your fire.
Yes.
Glory to God,
hallelujah.
Father. We thank you.
Hallelujah.
Woo, glory to God. We thank you. Oh, God, we thank you for your fire. We thank you for your anointing. Oh, glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Woo, glory to God, most high, most high. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for what you're doing. We're thanking you for opening doors of utterance. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. We glorify you, Oto Shabaha. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. Glory to my mama. Thank you for what you're doing in his ministry. We thank you, oh, glory to God. Father, we give you praise on tonight.
Praise, Lord Jesus.
We thank you for the hearers on tonight. We thank you for the hearers on tonight. We're thanking you for, yes, glory to God, that even the self-same anointing, oh, God, upon this vessel, that even the hearers on tonight, Father, that the anointing, the self-same anointing, oh, God, that flowed down Aaron's beard. We thank you tonight, oh, God, that wherever your people sit within the body of Christ, that this self-same anointing, glory to God, would rest upon them each and every one on tonight. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you for your divine order. We thank you for your, thank you. Thank you for your divine order on tonight.
Yes,
in thy precious name, Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking that you are blessed tonight. We're asking that you are blessed, blessed, blessed. Bless tonight, oh God. Bless his going out.
Yes.
Bless his coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Father, we thank you, oh God. Father, now we're asking you, glory to God, to bind the hand. We bind the hand of the enemy. We bring its works to naught. And for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise.
Thank you,
Father,
Lord.
For the hearers, nation to nation, we thank you tonight. Bless your people. Bless your people.
Bless them, Lord.
Bless your people, oh God, bless your people, hiya,
woo,
glory, bless your people, bless, God, bless your people, bless your people, bless your people, Father, touch your people, we pray, oh
God, even now, touch as only you can.
Yes.
Touch. Hey, God, cause them to feel, cause them to know that you're real. Father, and for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. For this we give you glory. We give you all of the honor. In thy precious name, Jesus, and now we do forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid retaliation of the enemy. Father, for what you've spoken is spoken. We declare, we decree on tonight that your word spoken, glory to God, that we shall hide it in our hearts, that we shall not sin against thee. And we thank you tonight for giving us the will. We thank you tonight, oh God, for causing it to be so. In thy precious name, Jesus, we do glorify you. We honor you tonight. For all these things we do pray in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Man of God, we thank God again for you on tonight. We thank God. Glory to God for this prepared word for the prepared people on tonight. Glory to be God. Glory be to God. People of God, we want to let you know that you can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Glory to God. Simply text 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. People of God, listen, our international listeners, you can reach out to us via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. Don't forget as well, you can go out to our Facebook page, Prayer News Network Global, PNN, and you can listen. You can listen there as well. Or if you don't have Facebook, people of God, you can simply Google Prayer News Network. Google it, amen, Jesus, and you will be able to listen to this broadcast. Amen. Or there you'll be fine. You'll also find our podcast. Amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise. We thank the Lord. We bless the Lord tonight. And man of God, again, God bless you. We thank God for you. Amen. And at this time, we're going to turn the platform back into your hands. Amen. For other remarks and for the dismissal of the line. God bless you, sir.
Praise God. Praise God. Heavenly Father, I ask that you continue to bless each and every person who heard your word tonight. Continue, Lord God, to show them revelation knowledge, Lord God. Give them wisdom and understanding to make it throughout their days, Lord God. Bless their hands, bless their eyes, their ears. Bless all of their senses, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, I pray that each and every person who heard this message tonight will let it sink deeply in their hearts, and they will make use of your word. They will not just be a hearer, but be a doer also. And we give you all the glory, the praise, and the honor. And Father, I pray that you will continue to let the words of each of their mouths and the meditation of their heart be acceptable in your sight. You are their strength and their redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you again, people of God. We thank God for you. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for tuning in to the Prayer News Network Global. Listen, people of God, we want you to certainly invite someone to come and be with you. We'll be back here tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. We would love for you to come and be with us. Amen. God bless you tonight, people of God. That does conclude tonight's broadcast. God bless you and blessings on you, and we look to see you on tomorrow night. God bless you.
Praise God. Good night.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.